Rabbi, so we're going to start the Megillah. Spoke a lot about the Hakdama. The Megillah begins, Vayibi Mei Shloit HaShoiftim. And there was a Rav. There was a hunger, a famine in Eretz Yisrael. And Elimelech leaves Eretz Yisrael. The Navi says Elimelech leaves Eretz Yisrael, he goes to stay Mayav. So the Medrash comes here in the beginning of Rus and has a taina on Elimelech for leaving. Let's just bring down two nekudas from this Medrash to give us a better idea. We all know what happened at the end. There was a terrible tragedy. Elimelech dies. His two sons die. All the money gets lost. I mean, it's a terrible tragedy. Elimelech's mishpacha was Toiru Gdula B'mokam Echad, right? It was the most choshev family in Klal Yisrael. Comes from Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David wasn't here yet, but it's the Av of Malchus Beis David. Comes from Shevet Yehuda. Comes from the father Nachshon. Who doesn't know about Nachshon? Nachshon was the one who jumped into the Yam. That's this family. They were wealthy, Alamites. His family went from the highest of the high to the lowest of the low. By the time Naomi comes back there at Israel, she says she needs an angel. Alti krenali Naomi, krenali Mori. My name doesn't even fit me anymore. She called me Mori, she called me bitter. So Chazal try to be minded. They try to delve into what Elimelech did wrong. And from the way Chazal talk, you get a good idea of what Madrega he was on. Because Chazal start comparing him to Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, we don't get compared to Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal compare Elimelech to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem basically tells Elimelech, you're disappointed. You're disappointed. I'm going to read you the Chazal. Chazal say, this is right at the beginning of the Medrash Rabbah. Asor Rav in Boloy. There were 10 tremendous hungers that hit the world. Goes through Echad b'mei Lemech, Echad b'mei Avram, Echad b'mei Yitzchak, Yankif, Eliyahu, Elisha, David, Echad b'mei Shvayta Shoftim, which is this hunger. Says the Medrash, Elimelech Salmoin, Avi Boyaz, Uploini Almoini, Kulom b'nei Nachshon b'nei Aminodav. They were all the children of Nachshon. It's not Stam the Dordea. Nachshon b'nei Aminodav was the premier of the Dordea. Nachshon b'nei Aminodav, he was the Dordea, the top of the Dordea. Right? In the Dordea, he was the one that went through the Yam. He's the one that Chazal say, Achois Nachshon. We learn from there, Loilum Yivdak Odom Ba'acheho. When you marry a woman, you should check a brother. Lo Shaila today, if it's Noyik, that's a whole shmooze on its own. No, if it's Noyik today, Bechlau. I always love the story I heard that the Valojan, it was a Valojan of Talmud. He was going out with a girl, Shidduch. And Chaim Valojan heard that this Talmud of his, who was a Lamdan, a good boy, going out with a girl whose brother was mamish a criminal. He was a thief. He's in prison. He calls him in. He says, "Hire the Talmud, Chazal. First has to be boidik ba'achel. You have to check the brother. You have to make sure. Brother's a ganet." Right? Chazal say, "Roy bonim doimin la'achel." Children are going to be like the mother and brother. Anyway, so he looks at his Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, Chazal won't say kol apa. He says, Roy bon. Roy, usually. He said, it's a very wealthy family. Ein hochem b'mo menachah ho'roy. You pass him, you don't go pass him. Comes to money. Ein hochem b'mo menachah. Rav Shach, say chetzadik levrocha, has a much more kishmak a pshat. I mean, there were kadmoyin already, the noy the biyud and shiva siyoyin, who learned that this was really more in the old style chinuch, as it used to be. You moved in to your in-laws' home, right? You lived there. So who are the children brought up by? They're brought up by their uncles. So it's not a, it's a segula. It's not like it's a genetic. It comes from hadrocha. And therefore, that could change. Very similar to what the Taz and Ebenezer learns, that the mile of a Bas Talmud Chacham is that she got an education. And therefore, today, that the girls go to Beis Yankiv, and they're guided as such. So some want to say, today, all the girls, based on that Taz, all the girls have a din of Bas Talmud Chacham. Because they go to Moshe Sachinuch. So the Noi Debido want to say, if the children are not brought up in that home, so it's not, then you don't have the problem. Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, had a very interesting pshat. He wanted to say that no, Roy Banim Doimin Lachea means there's take, a genetic similarity between the children and their uncles. There is. Usually there's a tendency the children to be like that. But Rav Shach said, that does not mean that they're going to end up like their uncles. They're doymeh, genetically. So listen what comes out of Chiddush according to Rav Shach. According to Rav Shach, if you presented a shidduch, the girl, great girl, and her brother's grade, this one had this problem, the other one had that problem. But they're good people. They're good people. This one, it didn't work out in yeshiva. He ended up going off the derech. The other one went a bit. Different ones went in different directions. But they were good people. He calls it the mezek toy. He says, then there's no problem. No problem. Because the children... doesn't mean the children are going to end up like their uncle. It means the children will have the nature of their uncle. If the uncles, the mother's brothers, have a good heart, that's going to be the genes. That's dominant genes. So according to Rav Shach, it's more important to be boidek their tendencies, the kind of people they are, rather than where they're holding and learning, or exactly where they ended up in their own personal, you know, pursuits of ruchnias. That comes out according to Rav Shach. It makes it easier. But al kuponim, Chazal used nachshin. Nachshin is a symbol of the kind of brother that you'd want to have, you want to marry his sister. Achois nachshin. So that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about boyaz. We're talking about Elimelech, a son of Nachshon. You're talking about the Yakira Yakirim, the best of the best. So Chazal say, this is all who they were. V'loy ho'ilo lohem z'chus avoysom b'tzeysom me'oretz l'chutz l'oretz. Here a Chazal. Says the Medrash, in spite of the fact that Elimelech was such a great man, and he came from such a great father. He had so many schusim. All of those schusim couldn't help him because he left Eretz Yisrael. Lo hi'ilo lohem schus avoysom b'tzeysom me'oretz l'chutz l'oretz. Chazal said. Unbelievable Chazal. Okay, so now Chazal come and say, what was wrong? What did he do wrong? Chazal say like this. I'm going to read you the Chazal. Elimelech doime l'shul hanimlat min asakonim. If you ever saw a fox, so coyote or a wolf, if they're up to mischief and you meet them, they're not necessarily going to disappear. You may want them to disappear, right? It feels haderech for them, right? But they won't necessarily disappear. Their nature is not to disappear. The fox does his mischief and then escapes. So Chazal, on the Dame Elimelech to a Shul. Moshol Shul Anim Lot Ben Asakone. That's what Chazal say. And that's what the Pasuk means, Kishualim B'chorovois Nevi'echo Yisrael Hoyu. Ma Shul Azeh Mitzapet B'chorovois. Ulekshiyira B'nei Odom Boireach. Okay. So Elimelech, when there was a problem, there was a hunger, he ran away. Like a shul who runs away. He didn't have the koyach, the gvura, to stand up for that kufa of Klal Yisrael. He ran for his life. Now the Medrash says, Lo yalisem b'protzeis k'moyshe. You weren't similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, this shows you the greatness of Elimelech. The fact that Chazal say that the expectation of him was he should be like Moshe Rabbeinu. But that shows you how great Elimelech was. How great he was. So I'll tell you what the Chazal say. L'mi doyme l'yalisem b'protzeis k'moyshe. Moshe godal sholo yishru choyseho. V'kshelo yoyo izman omad b'toich apil tzebo ari v'omad k'negdoi. Aval atem nimlatetem. So Chazal say like this. Moshe Rabbeinu was like a shepherd who's trying to protect his flock from the wolves. Right? So he puts up three fences, and then when there's no room to fill up the fourth wall, he stands there himself to stop the wolf or the lion from attacking his flock. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. What do Chazal mean with this mashal? It's a beautiful mashal. Chazal are talking not just figuratively, conceptually. Chazal are talking very, very practically. Because after the chet of the Egel Azov, Moshe Rabbeinu got up and he was maskish shloishes ovos. The chol Avram liyitzchok liyankiv. Moshe Rabbeinu tried to use chos ovos for Klal Yisrael. Right? But it didn't work. Hashem still was going to destroy Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu got up, what did he say? If you're not Moichel them, just get rid of me. Get rid of me. So Moshe stood in the fourth wall. When the three walls didn't fully protect us, Moshe got up and he was the fourth wall. And he said, you know what, Rabbeinu Shlom, you want it? Take me. Take me. That's Chazal's time. Elimelech stayed. Vaistachos from Chazal. Elimelech stayed in Eretz Yisrael. But as the hunger got more severe, he relied on his chosovis, right? Just like Moshe said, Zchor l'Avram, l'Yitzchak, l'Yaakov. But then, when it was affecting him, he didn't say, Mecheni no Mitzvah. He ran away. That was the time. He ran away. Perhaps we could say that that's the pshat in this Chazal. Of Schusavis. Because the Gemara talks about Schusavis. And the Gemara says that in order to have Schusavis, you have to be Hoylich Bederech Avoisa. Of course, Schusavis works. Person has a Chosh of a father, Chosh of a grandfather. Baruch Hashem, we all have Chosh of a grandfather, great grandfather. We all, Baruch Hashem. In order to have the Schus, you have to be Mamshech. You have to be somewhat of a remnant. You have to have some connection. Right? You have to act like they're a grandfather. There's some remez on you that you're a grandfather. Then, you know, the Kotzke used to say, he had a whole different pshat in the Chazal. The Gemara says that Yosef HaTzadik, when he was about to do the chet with Eishes Potifera, he ended up being saved. How did he get saved? Nidmeloid mustiyukna yishalom. Strange lashon Chazal. Chazal says his father came to him. Chazal said, "Oviv boloi, oviv boloi bachaloi." Right. When we were kids, they used to say he looked in the mirror, he looked in the window, and all of a sudden, nid meloi demustiyuk neishalaviv. So the Kotzke says he had schusovis. He had schusovis. Chazal is saying, you know how he was saved? He had the schus. You know why he had the schus? Because nid meloi, he had a similarity to Yankiv Avinu. Because even in Mitzrayim, he held on to Yaakov Avinu's midas. since he was nid meloi, the mele was his, it saved him. So the way the Kotzker is learning, it's not pshat, he looked in the window, oh, my father's here, oh, I better run away. No, that's not what happened. That's not what happened. Because he was nid meloi diyuklein shalavet, because he had a similarity to his father, his father's chus was able to help. Who was Nachshon? Nachshon ben Aminadav was the one who jumped into the Yam for Klal Yisrael. He jumped in. He put his life at risk for Klal Yisrael. That's what the Medrash is telling us. The reason why the chus wasn't Oymed Feli Melech is Faker because of where he came from. Because of where he came from. Taka came from Nachshon. And he had unbelievable chusavos. Weiss the chus from Chazal. If he would have stayed in Eretz Yisrael, who knows, maybe the whole world would have changed. He could have saved the day. But the end is, in order to be zoicha to schusovas, you have to be nid meloi to musti yuknei shuav. Dr. Medrash, since he ran away to Chutz Lorez, since Elimelech ran away to Chutz Lorez, loi ha'ilo lois chusovas. Vaisechos, if he would have stayed in Eretz Yisrael, then the taka would have been ha'ilo lois chusovas. Then taka would have worked. And that's something to remember. I once wanted to say that's the reason why there's an inyan to give tzedakah before you daven Shmoneh Esrei. Ani b'tzedek ech zeponecha. You know, there's a whole shiloh, b'vadi Yosef, zecher tzadik livracha, talks about a shiloh when a guy's in the middle of davening, p'suke de zimra, b'chas krishma, and they come in the shul collecting money. Some want to say you don't have to give money then, because you're oisik b'mitzvah, part of it. I'm davening now. I'm part of an amitz. Oisik mitzvah, part of an amitz. Yosef wants to say a svara that since there's a din v'ani b'tztoka echzeponecha, so the tztoka is moil for tefillah. Memela, it's not called part of an amitzvah because this enhances the mitzvah that you're doing. This tztoka is a chelik. So maybe there's no din of oisik mitzvah, part of an amitz. Some of you may remember this is one of the ways we got around the Mishabura's raya. Mishabura brings a raya that if you have a shiloh to daven, let's say a guy davens vasikin every day. Sure, vasikin. You daven vasikin every day. So then what happens if one day there's no minyan for vasikin? Should you daven be a chiddush vasikin? Or should you wait to daven tefillah b'tzibah? So what do you talk about when that happens? Right? So what do you do? So Mishabura holds it's better to daven vasikin be a chiddush. He brings a raya. He brings a raya from a sugi in brachas. Pasuk in Mishabura as a raya. It's not the Mishabura's own raya. The raya the Mishabura brings. The raya is like this. What's the halacha if somebody comes to a shul and the tzibah is holding by Shemoneh Esrei and he didn't daven yet? By Shachmas. Does he start davening Shemoneh Esrei? The halacha is no. He cannot daven Shemoneh Esrei without davening Krishma and Brachasel. Why? Because chayiv lismoich gula l'tfila. So you see that the mitzvah to do gula l'tfila is more important than tfila b'tzibah. Because if you come to a minyan and that's where they're holding, you miss the minyan in order to go. That's the halacha. The halacha is if somebody doesn't have tfilin and they bring you tfilin before Shemoneh Esrei, Mogen Avraham says that the halacha is you put on the tefillin over there. Put on tefillin. Between gula and tefillin. Put on tefillin. So what do you see? That davening with tefillin is more important than gula with tefillin. Right? Because you're a lot of mafsik than gula with tefillin to put on tefillin. Look, the Mishabura is a raya that tefillin is more important then gula tefillah. The daven which one has is more important than gula tefillah. Now, what's the halacha if you have a vasikin versus tefillin? I could either daven vasikin without tefillin, or I could daven with tefillin after vasikin. Zok the Mishabur to beferish a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in brachas, yorad litbol, somebody goes down into a mikveh, if he has enough time to come out of the mikveh, and get dressed actually before the Neitzachama, before Vasikin, you do it. Timlav, Yiskasa Bamayim. You should dive it there in the water. Dr. Mishabura. So what do you see? Vasikin is more important than tefillin. So vasikin is, because obviously you're not wearing your tefillin in the mikveh. So vasikin is more important than tefillin. Tefillin is more important than gula tefillin. Gula tefillin is more important than tefillin b'tzibo. Mele, that's how the binyan works. So, based on that, that's when a person has a bekiyus like that, Gantz Shas is the Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal once wanted to show the people, he told us, the bekiyus b'shas of the Chubin. So the Shlomo Zalman Orbach said over the famous of Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner said on the Vilna Gaon that the Vilna Gaon knew Shas forwards and backwards. He knew Shas backwards and forwards. So they asked of Chaim Volozhiner, what's the greatness of knowing Shas backwards? Maila to know Shas forward. What's the maila for a guy who knows Shas backwards? I can't. It's not a maila. It's a sorry, man. Why know Shas backwards? So he said a great voice. He said, everybody knows Ashrei, right? Very clear. So all of you know Ashrei is your result. Three times a day, everybody knows it clear. If I ask you right now, start from Hallelujah and go backwards. Right now. No, quick. Let's go. Hallelujah, go backwards. Would you be able to do it? No. And nobody could do it here. I don't want to insult you. The only way you'll be able to do it is by going forward. You'll be able to go, okay, oilam, halaluka, halaluka, oilam. But if I asked you to go backwards, for that you need to open up a siddur and read backwards. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, the goyin was mekayin kosveim aluach libecha. Shas was written by him. It was no different to go forwards or go backwards. The goyin, when he knew Shas, he knew Shas about peh. He saw the words in front of him. He's able to go backwards, like you go forward. It's no different. What's the difference? You go backwards or forward. Good word, right? That's what Shlomo Zalman. So Shlomo Zalman said, you want to hear what the Chubina was? He said, this was the Chubina. They had a Shaila. It's now Chodesh. We just finished Chodesh Nissan. You make a bracha on the trees. They asked the Chubina, well, how does he pass it? Are you allowed to make a bracha on a tree that's oral? Shail in the poskim. Meaning a tree that's still in the first 3 years. Could you make a bracha to one? Anybody have a raya from anywhere? I mean, if you look at the poskim, you'll see there's a big shail in the poskim. Yes, no. They asked the Chubina. You know what the Chubina said? The Beferish and Mishnah. The whole bracha Zilonis is not a Mishnah. How could it be a Mishnah? Can't be. There's no Mishnah in Shas that talks about Berachas Ilanos. He says the Beferish Mishnah. He said the Mishnah says that they used to put simanim on a tree to know if it's arlo or it's not arlo. So people should know not to take the fruit during the Osabano. Amar of Shimon. Bamedvar mamurim b'shvitz. Only during Shemitah year you have to put a simon on the tree. That, because then it's hefker. But other years, you don't have to make a simon, because what's the person doing on your field taking food? He's a ganav. Haliteyu l'rosh v'yamos. You don't have to fix the way for a rosh. Ask the Chabina, what do you mean? He's going to make a birchas ilanus. You have to make a simon. He should know you can't make a birchas ilanus. Is a raya from the Mishnah, you can make a birchas ilanus even on. But the Chabina, Rav Shlomo Zalman said he said it like that. They asked the Mishnah, he said, what do you mean? It's a Mishnah. Boom. That's a claw. Yeah. We get into this. Let's go. Where we go? Knowing Shas backwards. Right? How do we get to this whole discussion to begin with? Anybody remember where we were holding? Rabbi Yankee, if you haven't written, so you know. Where we holding? What was the last thing before this? Huh? Before that, what was it? Oh! Sokadurab! So, when you. The Shaila is when you daven, why is there any taka to give to us? No, so I said to that, the Mishabura with the Mishnah, that's how we brought this over. The Mishabura is Raya. But one of the ways to knock the Raya off is the Gemara says, Haroitz el-Kabul, O Malchus Shemayim Shlema. The Gemara says in Brochus, you should put on tefillin. So it comes that tefillin is part of Kabbalah Salach Shemayim and tefillah Shlema. So if that's the case, putting on tefillin between Krishna and Shemayim is not a hefsik, because it's a tzorech tefillah. So the whole raya of the Mishabura falls off. It's not a hefsik. So Ravadi Yosef wants to say the same thing by tzedakah. Tzedakah is part of tefillah, the tzorech tefillah. The shaila is, why? So I want to say very poshut. Tefillah is always tikkun. The obvious one is sakin in tefillah. The first brach on Shemana Esra is the obvious, comes from the obvious HaKadosh. Right? Every time you daven, you're being mazkir z'chus obvious. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu v'Elokei Avraham v'Elokei Yitzchak v'Elokei Yankov. That's how you start Shemana Esra. You're asking for z'chus obvious. The Mishnah brings down in Talmud that they used to say, how light is the sky? Atche b'chevron. Say to Rishonim, why atche b'chevron? Kedeshi askiru z'chus obvious. So when we daven, we're trying to get z'chus obvious. So I was thinking that's the pshat. V'ani b'tztoko ech zeponecha. You want to get z'chus obvious? You have to be hoylech b'darchei avos. You want to say Mogen Avraham? You want to get the z'chus of Avraham? Are you a bal chesed? If you're a bal chesed, then you could ask for the z'chus of Avraham. That's why tzedakah is akdoma to tefillah. Because you want to, if you want to get z'chus ovus, then you yourself have to grab onto the ovus. That's the pshat. And that's how the Megillah starts. Since Elimelech left Eretz Yisrael at that moment, and he left go of the midah of his ovus, zok de merish lo yo'ilo lo yizchus ovus. The Melech, as great as his father was, wasn't able to help him the z'chus ovus.